Welcome back to The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Now that we've talked to the nominees for the Beard Awards, let's bring in the man, Steve Dolinsky, the Hungry Hound from ABC7, where you can catch him on the news at 4 o'clock on Fridays or 10 o'clock on Saturdays. He's here to preview the awards to find out who he thinks will take home the big James Beards on Monday. Steve is not nominated for a James Beard this year.
It's travesty.
Don't even get me started. I think that's either an accounting error. It's got to be like maybe they switch computer systems. That could be. Or maybe they just got together and they're like, we can't give Steve Dolinsky his 14th James Beard Award.
They're like, isn't it good enough we're doing the awards in Chicago? Do we have to actually give awards to Chicagoans? My God.
Steve, good to see you.
Good Thanks to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Our Chicago is well represented in this James Beard, especially in the category of Best Chef Great Lakes. We've talked to some of the chefs. We had Andrew Zimmerman in here. Erling Mubauer was just before. Lee Wolin earlier in the week. What do you think of this? I mean, finally, last year I kind of got mad, remember, because Cleveland won.
Yeah, although
finally they figured this out.
He's a good guy, though, in Cleveland, by the way.
I know. Everybody says that, but I don't believe it.
By the way, I'm just curious. Zimmerman say, hey, how many times a day he gets misidentified with Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods? That is a big problem. People come into the restaurant.
Really?
I swear to God, they come to Sepia. I've heard this from other people. Where's the bald guy who eats the bugs? Is he the chef here? No, Andrew Zimmerman, not Zimmern. Zimmerman. So
now, he's been nominated a couple times now, and he hasn't won. Is this his year?
Zimmerman? Boy. Well, I know somebody from Chicago is going to win the Great Lakes right. Best Chef category. So I'm going to go on the line and say, yes, that'll be Chicago. I think because Curtis Duffy didn't win it last year from Grace, he's kind of the odds-on favorite. That's okay. Really the – I mean, because Grace is really – it's a little bit apples and oranges in terms of the like Sepia and Grace. And they're all Fat Rice, very different restaurants. But in terms of, I think – technical skill, you got to look at someone like Curtis Duffy. They're all talented. But, you know, Conlon, what he does is so different, and he's making his own sausage and he's reinterpreting Macanese cuisine, and what Erling is doing, making his own pasta and, you know, cooking this beautiful, pristine fish. Although some would argue once you have a beautiful product like this fish from Sardinia, you don't need to do too much to it.
Right,
a lot of these chefs say just leave it alone,
yeah,
right?
Right?
But I think what Curtis is doing is really, you know, altering the course of these ingredients.
No,
and he's really changing things around.
It's surprising because, I mean, obviously this is the category, but Grace is in a different category when it comes to almost fine dining. I mean, you would almost put Grace at the same level as Alinea as opposed to Fat Rice or CP.
Yeah. Kind of it's definitely more tweezer food than it is like just sort of get your hands in there, get dirty and, you know, screaming and like there's things bubbling and steaming. And no, it's very precise, very, very analytical, very technical. And Curtis has been doing this for years. He was at the Peninsula. He was at Avenues. Worked for Grant Achatz for quite a while. And I just think, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Grace. It's not my favorite restaurant. It's just a little bit too precious for me. But it certainly is deserving of accolades. And what he is doing, the guy is supremely talented and has an amazing path. By the way, the documentary that Kevin Pang did about him for Grace was nominated this past week at the Beards in New York, which is a separate – the Book Broadcast Journalism Awards. Don't even start me on this one. But he did not win that. He was up for Best Documentary, which I thought he for sure should have won.
Right.
I don't even know who won that one. Somebody from New York probably. But, so the Book Broadcast Journalisms are a week before in New York, and then the Restaurant Awards are here in Chicago.
Is there – I mean, we talked about this last year, about that split really is almost a lobby move by the publishing companies and stuff because they're from New York. They're there and they're like, we're not going to Chicago. You're going to keep them here. We're going to do the broadcasts and the books and the publishing stuff here. But Rahm Emanuel is able to get the chefs and the restaurateurs and more of the foodie awards to Chicago.
The more prestigious ones, I think. You know, I mean, yes, the publishing industry certainly loves and the broadcasters love to go to the other awards ceremony. You know, back in the day when you and I were winning them at left and right, the broadcasting awards were the same night as the restaurant awards at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, which
is
super
have
cool.
Best chef or best broadcast, and it'd be Martha Stewart. Then it'd be best local food
best
radio,
local right?
And it'd be Steve
it was
and I.
Awesome! It was so much fun.
It was.
Al's fun in the bun.
Right there, you go.
So now it's separate, and you're right because all the publishers, broadcasters, writers, most of them are in New York City. They don't want to all schlep here, probably. But I've said this last year to the mayor and to Rich Melman and a couple other guys. I'm like, look, you somehow raised $2.8 million private money. You know, there's no taxpayer money that goes to the Beard Awards. All private money to bring the awards here. Which there's quite an infrastructure to do this. How come you can't spend another, I don't know, $500,000 or so and just make them bring all the awards right here? Because honestly, the people that choose Chicago, the people who promote the city, were falling down in that a lot of these people coming to town are coming on Sunday or Monday and staying for a night or two. Whereas
if you would have done that on a Friday, then it'd be Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
you get
Monday.
A whole weekend.
But the James Beard House and the foundation, everything is in New York. So there is, I can understand maybe pushback on their end behind the scenes saying we don't bring everything because, you know, this is our town. This is sort of where we're at.
But the theme is Chicago. I mean, when they do a Super Bowl in another city, they don't have like a pregame somewhere else. You know, it's like you're coming to Chicago this year. The awards are here. Do everything here.
Yeah.
Do it on a Friday. I'm sure they would, you know, with all the money they can raise, they could underwrite the cost of they could probably hire a United jet and put everybody on the same damn plane and bring them all here on a charter flight and charge them like $10, I don't know, for
get
press
the boomies race. Flowing so those,
yeah.
So those recipe book authors will get loaded.
I mean, you know, Rahm knows people and you know, Melman knows people and then Chicago's got some power. It's like, you know, I think I'm going to keep reeling on this.
Right.
Every year, I just, they got to do it here. They got
to
do it.
I like it. It's all saucy, right. To use a food word. Steve Dolinsky, the Hungry Hound. Catch him on ABC7 Friday nights at 4, Saturday at 10. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We got outstanding restaurant. Talk about Alinea's in that category. Mm-hmm. Some wine. Best wine.
Well, it's wine program.
Oh, sorry.
Wine program.
And then you've got a couple of design awards where Chicago interrupts. So we'll talk about that.
All right.
Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest, Steve Dolinsky from ABC7. You catch him at 4 o'clock on Fridays, 10 o'clock on Saturdays. We're talking about the James Beards and previewing the James Beard nomination or the awards, which will be on Monday at the Opera House. All right, let's talk about, we talked about Best Chef Great Lakes, which is an all-Chicago category.
Mm-hmm.
But the other big category is Outstanding Restaurant, and this year will be the year for Alinea.
Right. So this category, this is like when they do the Academy Awards, this is definitely like best actor or best film. This is like the last, second to last one. It's usually the best chef is the last award, outstanding chef, and right before that, outstanding restaurant. And I think the requirement is you got to be in business for 10 years, which is why Alinea now qualifies.
This is their first year to qualify. It's almost like they're the Hall of Fame, like a Hall of Fame ballot.
It's their first year of eligibility, exactly. Yeah. And so they're up against Frasca Food and Wine in Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. which I've been to. Great restaurant, nowhere near the same league as Alinea. Highlands Bar and Grill in Birmingham, Alabama. I've heard great things about that. Frank Stitt has been a legendary restaurant. Again, very different. I think more regional and local instead of like, you know, Alinea is up on this sort of different plane, right? Momofuku Noodle Bar in New York City. That's confusing, but great restaurant. I mean, the food's fantastic. Never had a bad meal there. But you're sitting on, you know, like hard benches and it's super loud and it's hipster. It's cool. You know, Lower East Side.
But again, nowhere near the league of Alinea.
And then the Spotted Pig in New York City, which is fantastic. Like best gastropub I've been to in America.
So
probably.
What do you say? I mean, who, if you were going to pick two, Alinea and another.
Well, Spotted Pig or Alinea for sure.
And what do you think? Yeah. Do you think this could be Alinea's year?
I mean, yeah. Well, here's a funny thing about that because Alinea has been undergoing this metamorphosis since January. They've been closed since January, and they're reopening. They're having a preview on Monday afternoon. Actually, I'm going to go check it out at lunchtime. They're going to show around the new space. Kevin Pang's got a piece in the New York Times right now. I just saw it online. He wrote about the transformation.
It's got a great, brilliant marketing strategy for this restaurant in the way that they're going to open it up right when they win the James Beard Award. I mean, they got it figured out over there.
It would be pretty cool.
They came on the down. Nick Acones came on the download on Tuesday, so that's part of the blitz too. That's got to be part of the blitz.
He did your show?
Yeah.
Wow. He did our podcast, but I don't know. He did your show.
Yeah,
that's major.
It's major.
No, that's really cool.
I think that was part of the strategy. I know when he and Grant and the rest of the crew got together, like we got to hit Kaufman. We got to get.
Oh yeah, and then the Bayless Dolinsky podcast after that.
But we got it. We got
it. No, they're supremely talented. You know, they were bouncing around. They went to Madrid and then they were in Miami doing pop ups this winter. Mm-hmm. So they never really rest while they're redoing this place. But the stuff I've read about this, like they're going to have anchors in the ceiling. ceiling that will hold up to 100 pounds. They can hang things like whole Iberian ham legs, or they can hang baskets for people to forage their own food. There's going to be a gallery space on the first floor where chairs can be turned around to kind of make like pods or little entertainment areas. I mean, it's all about emotion, sound, experience, not just the food anymore.
Yeah.
So they've, you know, kudos to those guys.
Well, let's make a transition. I mean, one of the best restaurant design is a category. It's a smaller category on there.
Yeah.
But Chicago's represented in that category. I don't know anything about restaurant design and companies that do this, but I believe there are two groups
that are up. One for over 75 seats, one for under 75 seats. That's the kind of delineation in these categories. But the Cherry Circle Room in the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel on Michigan Avenue, and then Cindy's up on the rooftop, which I think has the best view of the city from any rooftop, because you're looking basically at Millennium Park and the lake.
Right.
And both of those are designed, you know, I heard they spent a ton of money in that building because it kind of had to be retrofitted and it was a dump and they really sunk some money in. I think Pritzker's were behind it. Actually, that's what Cindy, I think, is a Pritzker, by the way. So they spent some money on this place, but it's gorgeous. And the Cherry Circle Room is this really cool 60s era wood paneling. I mean, you feel like you're in Mad Men. It's not modern by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just preserved. It's like you walk through like a portal.
Is it considered a prestigious category at the Chain Spirit? Because I would think, the more I think about it, I'm like, yeah, that's a big part of restaurants is how what the feeling is when you walk in the door.
Oh, among designers and in the industry, it's a big deal. I mean, could you tell me who won the design award last year? I remember a couple of years ago, David Chang and Paul Kahn, you know, tied for Outstanding Chef. Those are the kind of awards you remember. The design awards, I think most people, but I think within the industry, absolutely, because those are the designers that are then sought after. Like,
right.
I think the guy who did Blackbird many years ago was sought after in New York City after he did Blackbird in Chicago. So, that's a good career boost for somebody.
If the big award is Outstanding Chef, we're not seeing any Chicagoans in that category, which is unfortunate.
I'm surprised. Yeah, there's usually a Chicagoan in there. You know, Paul Kahn, of course, has won that before. And there's a lot of veteran chefs in Chicago. And I'm just a little surprised. Also surprised not best new restaurant. Usually best new restaurant in the country, there is typically a Chicago one in there. Next has been in there. I thought maybe Momotaro, but that might have missed a cutoff. I know for sure next year you're going to see places like Oriole, which is really outstanding. It just opened up in the West Loop. You'll probably see Royster in there because that's from the next group also.
So there's a cutoff. There's a 2015 cutoff.
Yeah. These votes came in, you know, several weeks ago. You had to turn all the votes in. So, yeah, you can't do it like right now.
Right.
But I'll tell you, this one restaurant that I went to on Best New Restaurants list is called Shaya in New Orleans. I was there about a month ago. Blew me away. Best Israeli food I've ever had outside of Israel.
Really?
I mean, it was really outstanding.
Steve, how many of these restaurants and chefs and all the kind of stuff that we see from around the country have you tasted? Yeah, I mean, would you say like 75%?
No, maybe 60%. Yeah,
really?
More than half. Yeah.
But that's good because that makes it – you have a better understanding of what we have here in town.
I do. Yeah. I mean, it just gives you better, I think, taste experience, taste memories of things that are going on. You kind of get a sense for what is like this Shaya place. I've never experienced anything like it in Chicago. I hope I do one day. But what they're doing in New Orleans of all places, like you're down the street from Casamento's where they're shucking oysters all day long and making like oyster po' boys. I was so impressed with this place, Shaya. And so he's going to be in town not only for this, but there's going to be an event I think next week at Nico Osteria on Tuesday night I'm going to go to. And then John Besh is there from New Orleans, and this guy's going to be there from Shaya. And it's just – I'm so looking forward to meeting this guy because I've just – you know, rarely does a meal change your life, and this is kind of one of those life-changing, like, holy cow, this was really great.
Wow. But the other category that has Chicago represented would be the Best Wine Program, which once again is Sepia. Sepia seems to be one of these restaurants that is constantly nominated because Andrew, they do great stuff over there, but they just can't.
With
get
Andrew
over
Zimmerman as the chef.
Love his stuff when he eats.
And that's also, by the way, Emmanuel Noni is the general manager, and he's really the wine guy there too.
Yeah.
So that would be part of his program. And that's something certainly feathering the cap for Chicago to have a wine program, outstanding wine program nomination from Chicago. But also service categories, Topolo, Bompo, and North Pond, both in the service category, outstanding service. That's a big deal. I gave Rick a hard time about it last week. I'm like, oh, Susan Lucci, how's it going with the service nomination? It's been like 6 years, I think, he's been nominated
really?
For best service. as Topolo. Yeah, but you know, the nice thing is your name every year. Your name is out there with these other great restaurants, right? So, but Topolo and North Pond are nominated for service,
those
and also
yeah.
Outstanding Restaurateur. Last year went to Donny Madia from One Off Hospitality. This year, one of the nominees is the Boca Group. Kevin Bain and Rob Katz.
Right.
They're nominated. And then outstanding pastry chef in the country could be Meg Gallis, who is at the Boca Group also. And she does Cold Storage, Swift & Sons. So there's a couple of national awards at stake here for Chicagoans.
This weekend, everyone starts to come in, like you said, Sunday. But there's some serious partying that's going to be going on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
It really begins Sunday. Because, again, I think a lot of people come in Saturday night. They want to do dinner somewhere. And then Monday all day long beginning. Well, Kendall College, Rick and I are doing this event for there's like five beard nominees from around the country. A lot of culinary students are going to be there in the audience, but we're doing an event at 10 a.m., and then it's like party, 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 party. Bohemian House is having a brunch. There's a luau, a tiki luau barbecue cocktail thing going on at Three Dots and a Dash in their alley. There's River Roast down the street here on LaSalle. They're doing a big thing at 6 in the afternoon. Boca is doing a thing with Shake Shack and Bang Bang Pie.
This is all tomorrow or Sunday.
On Sunday,
right?
Yeah. And then Monday, there's a couple lunches for beard nominees and previous winners at Swift & Sons in the afternoon. There's going to be a master class at Il Puccellino, the new lettuce place in River North. They're going to have a master butcher from Italy. There's going to be the Alinea event I told you about. That's a private event at noon. There's going to be a chef's jacket presentation at the Waldorf at 11 a.m. The president of the Beard Foundation.
What are you going to do? Are you going to try to
hit
all this
my
stuff?
God.
Are you
going
to try to hit?
I have to because I'm working.
Week, right?
Well, I think I'm going to be live at 5 o'clock on Monday, live from the red carpet for ABC. So, yeah, I got to collect a story that day and do something. And then that night, here's the thing that Chicago has over New York. In New York, and you know this as well as I do, the parties would usually be like a kegger in some chef's basement on the Lower East Side blasting Beastie Boys. And so I was like, it's okay. Like you're celebrating.
Which is pretty awesome.
Which is okay. But like in Chicago last year, Girl and the Goat has a party. Alinea's got a party. Or maybe it was at Next. It was at Aviary. Sorry. Aviary had a party. Rick Bayless has got, Frontera Topolo. They've got a Red Moon Theater dancers and performers walking around, and they're serving amazing food. So there's all these great after parties in Chicago that I think New York sort of doesn't really get or doesn't really want to do. And I know Rick is going to do some kind of a private thing for his new restaurants he's opening up.
Most of these parties, and we talked about it, are private. But, put a nice jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put a little medallion around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to ask
anything.
Walk right up the front door.
I would just say put a black tie on. If you're going to go through the trouble to put a black tie on a Monday night at 10:30, 11 o'clock, God bless you.
You're in.
I mean, come on. You drove in from Clarendon Hills in your black tie.
Just
good for you.
Stop off at Genghis. Get yourself a one-nighter.
Genghis.
And you're on your way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's going to be me.
Steve Dolinsky, the Hungry Hound. You can catch his reports usually Fridays at 4, Saturdays at 10. He'll also be at the red carpet at the James Beard Awards on Monday night, 5 o'clock on ABC 7. Thanks for being here. Thanks for breaking it down for us. And have a safe and crazy, crazy weekend.
I will. Fingers crossed, Justin. Thanks.